This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. The smoke currently visible across Colorado's sky has mostly come from fires outside the state. CPR's Paulo Shalceda reports.
Large wildfires in Oregon, Idaho, and Northern California are creating smoke that is being blown into Colorado. Large parts of the state are now under an air quality health advisory. While there have been several minor wildfires in Colorado this year, none have grown to the sizes of last year's fires. But National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Harris says it's only a matter of time until wildfire activity increases across the state.
As we start to get further into the summer, it's really going to be a statewide thing where we're going to be concerned about fire danger for the rest of the summer.
The smoke and haze visible across the state are expected to continue until at least Tuesday. I'm Paulo Shalceda, CPR News.
Legislation in Denver makes marijuana licensing more equitable, and that means previous convictions can open doors rather than close them. Denverite's Rebecca Spias has more.
In the late 90s, Ari Cohen was arrested for marijuana possession and charged with a felony. Decades later, it's still on his record. He says the city's new rules allow him to do legally what he was charged with.
Giving me an opportunity to continue to participate in the industry and actually be a business owner.
Applicants who have prior convictions, grew up in underserved parts of the city, or who make below a certain income all have priority for licenses in the coming years. Cohen and his wife have applied to be the first marijuana delivery business in Denver. Rebecca Spias, Denverite.
All-Star festivities are in full swing in downtown Denver. One of the week's most highly anticipated events is tonight, the Home Run Derby. CPR's Vic Vella says many reporters and fans from all over the U.S. and the world have descended on Coors Field to watch.
And I can tell you that there's a whole bunch of reporters from Japanese media outlets here with home run leader Sohei Ohtani being the big draw of tonight's eight-player derby. It's going to be an electric environment with lots of oohs and ahs at Coors Field.
Colorado Rockies player Trevor Story will also hit in the derby, which starts in about 30 minutes. And in about 15 minutes here on All Things Considered, we'll hear a story from CPR's Vic Vella about how the MLB doesn't have as many black players as it used to. We'll learn about what the cause of that is shortly on the program. You're listening to CPR News.